Are you envious because I am generous? In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. We are faced this morning with another challenging and bothersome parable. Jesus, in this part of Matthew's gospel, is turning up the dial on challenging parables and teachings with his disciples. We are just a few verses away from Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, his final time with his disciples, those last teachings and moments on earth. We got a sense of this last Sunday when Peter asked Jesus how many times should he forgive his brother. And Jesus' answer is the ridiculous amount of 77 times. And I suggested then that Jesus was implying, you forgive your brother who wrongs you always. With additional deliberation on today's parable, I wish to add to my suggestion that Jesus was also implying, don't count. I envision Peter and the disciples after this answer feeling confused and thinking, is this just? Is this fair? Fairness weighs heavy in today's parable. Is it fair for a landowner to pay the laborers who only worked 1 hour the same as those who worked all day? In the scorching heat, under the burden of the day. And I guess it depends on who you ask. If you ask the laborers who did do this, who worked out all day, no, it's not fair. If you ask the one who was called late in the day and worked only an hour, they should be grateful. So much of the commentary on this parable focuses on fairness. God isn't fair. How we feel about fairness and how God feels about fairness doesn't usually mesh. The world's concept of fairness is measured, it's balanced, it's just, and it makes sense. God's fairness doesn't always add up. No business person in Jesus' time or now would pay their employees following this model. Jesus introduced the parable this way, though. For the kingdom of heaven is like. So right then, we should be pivoting our thinking, the focus of what our minds are on. It should be on heavenly things at this time now and not earthly things. Jesus doesn't start, oh, the world is like this. So let's not focus so much on the fairness. The landowner, who of course represents God, replies to his laborers who are displeased, are you envious? Because I am generous. God is generous. And what is God generous with? What belongs to him that he gives so freely? What is this gift? And we all can say, it is grace. It is his mercy. It is God's love. So when we pivot our focus of this parable from God's fairness to God's love, I hope we see that the lesson is less unsettling. When we look back to Peter's question about forgiveness and apply God's love, the answer is less about counting how many times to forgive, and it's more about loving your brother. In between last Sunday's lesson and today's Matthew Gospel, there is the encounter of Jesus and the young rich man. There's some Bible study for you. Go back there and read the whole, that whole chapter, not the chapter, but that whole verse. The man asks Jesus, "Teacher, what must I do to have eternal life?" And again, if you want a visual aid on this, the builders of this church dedicated a beautiful window of this scene. And so as we file out, we might take a peek at it. And look up close, look at the young man's face, and consider the motion and the lesson that Jesus is giving him. Jesus replied, "Well, keep the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, don't lie, honor your parents, love your neighbor." And the young man said to Jesus, "All these things I have kept. What do I lack?" Jesus tells him, "Well, if it's what you want to be is perfect, go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor." Jesus is emphasizing, where's the love? Jesus says later, "For whatever you do to the least of these, you do for me." You can sense the young man walking away in sorrow, in confusion, thinking, that isn't fair. I follow God's commandments, and yet I'm not fully worthy of his grace. Focus on the love. Focus on God's love, because none of us are perfect. We are all in need of God's generosity and his grace. We see God's generous love at work through our outreach ministries. And you hear me talk about these all the time because they're amazing. They're wonderful ministries. Our outreach ministries here at Christ Church. Every third Thursday of the month, I pull up to church around 9 o'clock or a little bit after. And I'm always amazed to see our food pantry volunteers already hard at work in distributing those red food bags and other items to our neighbors. And then once I get settled in, I go downstairs and I check in and I see how things are going. And I visit with those volunteers and I visit with the people who are coming in, or the folks and our neighbors. And too often I catch myself and I ask, "Hey, how many bags have we handed out?" And their answer is the usual, oh, 25, we're at about 35, we're at about 50, or whatever it is that day. And it's good to keep records so that the ministry can budget and be prepared for next month and so forth. But as your pastor, I should ask, are we loving our neighbors this morning? After our hardworking ministry serves the meals at Union Mission, this is on the second and the fourth Wednesday of each month. And I just wanted to stop there and say, see, you got three chances each month to do something for the work of God and to share His love. But after serving these meals, we get a report. The group reports with an email to me and to the church saying, you know, here's how things went. And we get the number of meals that were served. And it's good to keep record of this ministry and to be prepared for next month and so forth. Certainly. But as your pastor, I should comment back instead of saying, wow, that's a lot of meals served. That's more than you did last month. I should remind us and say, wow, that's a lot of loving going around. So let's not focus too much on the count. Keep the main focus of these outreach ministries and all the ministries and all that we do here at Christ Church on God's generosity, God's grace and love. Don't worry about, is it fair? Focus on the love of God. Rejoice in it. Feel it. Share it. And be generous with it. Amen.